Hello. This is my Lenten diary for March the 12th, 2014. Today is Wednesday in the first week of Lent. In today's reading from the Daily Office, we are assigned the final few verses of the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark. They continue that same sort of urgency and immediacy and verve that we've read over the last couple of days. The passage takes up with Jesus and his first followers entering the house of Simon Peter's mother-in-law. They are fresh off of Jesus' miracle of exorcising a man from an unclean spirit in the synagogue. They enter the house and find Simon Peter's mother-in-law ill, and Jesus heals her. And then, before you know it, a crowd is gathered outside of the house, and Jesus spends until late in the day healing people of diseases and casting out demons, and more than likely offering some more of that teaching which had amazed and astounded the audience in the synagogue earlier in the day. And yet, the next day, before it is even daylight, Jesus slips away out to a deserted place to spend time alone in prayer. When his disciples find him, they say, "Everyone's looking for you. Where have you been?" And Jesus doesn't say, "Let's go back to the house." No, he says, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." Jesus could have very well set up shop at Simon Peter's mother-in-law's house, maybe hung out a little shingle, healing hut. All are welcome. According to our sort of American sensibilities, that would have been the way to do it, right? That would have saved his energy. He could have sat there and people could have come to him. He could have been a guru with an address. Maybe if he had the right marketing materials, he could have announced that everyone is welcome on Jesus' front porch. But that's not the way that he came to proclaim the gospel. He proclaims the gospel in a woefully inefficient way. One person at a time, or a few dozen at a time, walking from one place to another, engaging whoever it was that came across his path. At the end of this chapter, a leper comes across his path and says to Jesus, "If you choose, you can make me clean." And Jesus says, "I choose," and touched him and healed him of his disease. Now, if he'd have been sitting on Simon Peter's mother-in-law's front porch, maybe he could have healed 30 lepers in the time it took him to stumble across the path of this one. Yes, Jesus' way of proclaiming the gospel was inefficient. He was a teacher without a location. He was a preacher without a pulpit. He was a pastor without a defined flock. And yet there's something engaging about the way that he does ministry. Person to person. Right there in the moment, immediately. I've got some thinking to do about this way of doing ministry, particularly since I have something called an office. I have an address. I have a desk and a chair and books. It's hard for me to travel light. I'm bound up with all things location, and I'm not complaining. And yet I wonder how many people are out in the world, out not only in the next town, but just across the street, that we as Christians will never see, will never engage, because we're sitting on the equivalent of Simon Peter's mother-in-law's front porch, waiting for someone to show up. Maybe instead of signs that say, "All are welcome, come on in," we might try going out and proclaiming the gospel the good news that all are welcome, and we've come out to tell you that story. Let us pray. Bless us, O God, in this holy season in which our hearts seek your help and healing, and so purify us by your discipline that we may grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.